This is RSBNB Update with your hosts, Shane1288 and Pika69, episode number 2. Recorded June 18th, 2005, distributed June 18th, 2005.
Hey everyone, this is Pika69.
I'm Shane1288.
And welcome to the world famous RSBNB update.
Episode number 2.
Episode number 2, that's right. Okay, today, our first topic to talk about in the RuneScape updates is the tiaras. Now tell us about these, Shane.
Well, they are tiaras as a normal princess would wear, but they are much more than a normal tiara. They're used for the runecrafting skill. It allows you to simply enter one of the runecrafting temples without having to select your talisman that you want to go into and then click on the altar. This you can just click on the actual altar and you will go inside.
Okay, I made a nature tier and it's working out very well for me. Okay,
oh, so that's good. I haven't got around to doing any of these new updates this week, but Mike tells me that he has 4 spare tiaras waiting for me.
Okay, and I have a question about this now. Can you use the elemental talisman to make a tiara?
I don't know.
Because I've never actually tried this, but yeah. Okay, so that covers that, I guess. Yeah, they're just made out of silver and all that. 53.5 experience per each one made. Crafting. Let's go on to the combination runes, I guess. And to make these, you need a necklace of binding, which will help you, or amulet of binding, or whatever. It's from an emerald necklace. I haven't made any of these combination runes, actually. It's basically just like 2 runes put together to save space, I guess.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to these whenever I go train magic. Like, if I was to use Permal Undead, it'd probably be best for me to make a dust runes.
Okay, then. So, like, which ones are those made out
of?
Well,
there are different kinds of combination runes. They can only be made elemental runes.
Okay. So, yeah, that covers that, I guess.
Yeah, just the types of or combination runes are mist, dust, mud, smoke, steam, and lava. Lava is fire and earth. Steam is water, fire. Smoke is fire, air. Mud is earth, water. Dust is earth, air. And mist is water and air, of course. These are pretty much common sense, how you can see where they come from and whatnot.
Okay, and how exactly do you make these?
Well, you use a rune on one of the other temples, and when you do this, it eats one of your talismans. As we know, I know when Mike was trying this out, he ran out of air talismans, right?
Oh yeah, I had to give him like 10 of them, so... Okay, so is that all for that?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, guys, let's go on to our next subject, which should be the Zamorak Mage in the Wilderness. He takes you to the Abyss and stuff like that, and he makes you go on a little quest to teleport to the Rune Essence Mine, 3 locations. And the 3 locations that I used were the Wizard Tower down by Draenor, the guy up in Varrok, and the Wizard Tower. And there's also 2 other places, which are in the Gnome Stronghold, and Ardonia, I think. There's a guy there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he makes you take a little orb around. It's like a little mini quest. It's not that bad.
I haven't done it yet.
Well, it's kind of worth doing it because first you get to go into the Abyss, which takes us to our next subject, is the Abyss. Apparently this Abyss is like it's like a sub-dimension between RuneScape and other dimensions, and used for teleporting and all of that, to get to the Rune Essence Mines and all that. I mean, the Rune Filters.
It's interesting to me. They say we go through it when we teleport, but we never see it. I was thinking a long-term update that they might do one day could be something like that. A teleport goes wrong or whatever, and you get stuck in the Abyss.
Oh, that would suck.
Is initiated by starting by whenever you teleport after they put the update on.
Oh, that would suck ass right there. Okay, now, this whole Abyss business, I've only been down there once, and they fixed out the update for where people get down there. And, it's something that, like, Tim Burton would make. It's very, very, it's very weird, actually, I guess you could say. Now, very strange creatures, too, so, I'm not sure what to say about it.
Well, it's a good way to do natures and everything like that, but as long as you don't get K'd on your way out there, even though it's only level 5 wild, so I don't think it's much risk. Yeah.
Unless there's like a level 1, like 100 out there waiting to kill me. Okay, so, and on to our next topic, we have Castle Wars updates. Apparently Jagex doesn't think it's quite appropriate for you to take whatever you want to the world, so now you can only take runes, potions, or anything that you can wear. So,
my position on this is that it's a game played in RuneScape, so they probably wouldn't want people doing that. But I feel that people that were in there doing those kind of things were in there for the tickets. Yes, it's a good thing if you're in there doing that, but it just is taking up spaces for everyone else, I think. So, I about a fence sitter on that part of the update. What do you?
Well, they took away the elking in there, so you can't, like, take your magic longbows in there and high elk them or whatever. And that's exactly what I did, just waste time and get tickets, and it pissed off, actually. Yeah.
Well, it was something that had to be done, and it's probably one of those things that lots of people don't agree with, like those countless other situations. Like I can't even remember what them now. Well, one is actually the holiday drops thing. It's one that people didn't agree with, but they'll do what they have to do.
Okay, I guess that pretty much sums up how Castle Wars really sucks ass now. So let's go on to the next one. The prices on the rune shops go up, because Jagex doesn't think that runes are expensive enough as it is right now. So they want to make mages poorer, and, yeah.
Alright, time to move on to our next topic now.
And that is thieving. Apparently, in Ardonia, the paladins in the center of Ardonia, they're more aware of people stealing from stalls and stuff right now, so if you steal, they're going to come after you.
Yeah, just like how it should be. Natural law. If you steal in real life, you get thrown in jail. In RuneScape, nothing happens. So yeah, let them be more cautious, or let them be more noticing of people that are walking around there stealing from those stalls.
Unless you get like unless you get one of those high-level random event thingies that try to kill you.
And all I need to mention is that thieving, maybe they should also do this more. When you're thieving the NPCs, they should make them look more like they noticed. Because it looks like you're sticking your hand in the back of their pants, or down their pants. And I think somebody would definitely notice that.
Okay, so funneling someone, yeah, that would obviously get attention, so
make it more noticeable.
More noticeable thieving, yeah. I support that, and any more comments on that?
No, not really. My thieving level is only 53, so I am not a big of a thief.
Yeah, same here. RSBNB Matters, that's our next topic right there. So I have something to say to all of you right now. Okay, today, in fact, we banned someone. I'm not going to say their name out of courtesy. Now, it so happens that if a moderator or administrator tells you to do something, you better do it, okay? No backtalking, no insulting them, no nailing, especially me, okay, guys? Because you see how vicious I am.
Yeah, that goes the same for everyone. It's not a good idea to insult or talk back to any staff member in public. That kind of stuff should be kept to PMs. Please try and keep it nice.
Okay, guys, we're not
no
gonna
obscenities.
Be super Soviet Nazis about it, so, okay, that's pretty much it. Don't name call it. Okay, now for tech news with Shane.
All right. This week's tech news focuses on what the internet will become and how it'll affect what we will do with it. First thing is fiber optic internet connections, which can deliver download speeds of 5 to 100 megabits per second. And with this, it'll also make upload speeds be possible of 2 megabits per second, significantly faster than what everybody has right now. For example, to put this in perspective, right now my average download speed is about 6,000 down and 900 up kilobits per second. But with this, you'd be able to download a full-length movie in only a few minutes' time. I don't know when this would be coming to Canada or not, but should be coming to the States within a few years. And this will also increase the popularity of IPTV and make it a viable alternative to conventional TV, enabling people to get their own productions out there. All right. Second item today is teleporting over the internet.
Uh-huh.
Like, being able to... It wouldn't be exactly sending yourself to another location.
Not like on RuneScape, guys.
Yeah, that's right. It would be able to model a 3D object out of synthetic atoms. Cameras would capture the movement of a person or object, and then the pattern would be sent to the synthetic atoms. This would create 3D objects and whatnot that are solid. So they can't really send real people because it would be far too complex to recreate a person. This is something that will one day evolve into something a whole lot more. Okay? I think that's about it for the tech news this week. We'll keep an eye out on what's going to happen this coming week. And now we're going to be moving to RuneScape questions.
Okay, our first question is from Rafe. We have two from Rafe. His first question is, who is Rontan? And it's he lives in the cave underneath Draenor, and he's by an anvil. And those of you who have done Desert Treasure quests might have run into this guy.
Yeah, we saw him there.
Yeah, basically all he is just another part of Desert Treasure, so it's not anything significant.
Yeah. And next we have...
Okay, Rafe's second question is, who are the Majara or Mahara... I'm not sure how to pronounce that. It's M-A-H-J-A-R-R-A-T, yeah. And the old wise man, or where, and Draenor talks about him. And to be honest, guys, we have no idea what this is.
Yeah. I never even knew that existed.
Yeah, me
neither. I haven't even talked to any of the guides.
So, perhaps it's part of a new quest, like the Temple Knights or something like that.
Yeah. And now I have another question here from Rock 1004. I believe everybody knows. There's a question here that says, would Teleblock work if you wanted to go into a temple? The way I read this is that he wants to know if Teleblock would work if you wanted to go into the Chaos Altar to make the rune temples, or make the Chaos Runes in the wild if you were Teleblocked. It is... It's not... I don't see how it's related to the actual teleport system that you control where you go.
Yeah,
it's like a portal.
It's just like going into like a building or something. It's...
Yeah.
Well, probably you can, but we're going to try to test this out maybe sometime.
Yeah.
So
it's a question that we don't know the answer to, but I'm willing to say that it doesn't work and you can still go in there.
That's probably it.
We don't know. We have to test it out, but as soon as we do, we'll get that info to you.
Okay, and for that question, I guess that's it. Now for the fourth and final question, one that I had, it's can you teleport out of the Abyss? Because it's not really in the RuneScape realm, and it's not really in a different realm, so... And I actually was down there, and I teleported with Megan Amulet, so you can teleport. So,
yeah,
just if anyone was curious.
Yeah, that seems right, but some things don't necessarily add up like that. How can you teleport? I guess you could teleport from anywhere. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Now we have a new segment, and it's called What Do We Do on RuneScape? Me right now, I'm just going for 99 woodcutting and fire making. And I have a big announcement, everyone. I got combat level 14 on RuneScape Classic. That's a big, accomplishment me right there. So, shout.
Yeah.
Okay, Shane.
Now, I guess it's my turn. Uh-huh. What I've been doing on RuneScape. Well, as you guys know, I'm in a race with somebody for 100 combat, actually a group of people. I've been doing Slayer combat at the same time. Slayer levels, I think, 63 now, combat 92. And I've been doing various Slayer assignments. This week, the main Slayer assignment I had was Jellies. Those are an okay assignment, but because they do drop level 3 clues, so that does create a lot of diversions, and it can get rather annoying. I was almost ready to walk out on that and then just go straight to combat. But good news is, right now I have 127 Dagonoth to do. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, I love Dagonoth. So remember, guys, don't take your cannons there. Okay. And another update is we still have no idea what stupid eggs are for, so if anyone knows...
I think that's definitely related to farming.
Yeah, probably. Because I want to know what these are. Okay.
Yeah,
what?
Speaking of stuff that we want to do on RuneScape, one of the things I always have a good farming rank when it comes out in July.
I'm not sure if I'm going to actually do the whole farming thing. It just matters if it's really appealing to me, I guess.
Yeah, what'll determine of how far I go on it is if it's profitable or not at the higher levels. Like, nobody knew Slayer was going to be as profitable as it was, like, when you get to 85.
Yeah, because, like, when Whips came out, they were, like, how much? Like, 60 million each?
Yeah.
It's crazy. And I guess that's it. So see you later and tune next week to RSBNB update, that is.
Yep.
So later.
See you, everyone.
Later.